The Radio Today program with Broadcast Bionics. Innovative solutions for creative radio people.
Hello, this is the weekly podcast from radiotoday.co.uk. We'll be back with one of our regular programs on January the 11th. But we didn't think you'd like to be more than a week away from David Lloyd's Radio Moments. So here he is. Join us for the Radio Today Roundtable from Jazz FM next week.
Radio. Welcome Moments to this week's Radio Moments. And we start 93 years ago and the first chimes of Big Ben on the radio on New Year's Eve.
This is London calling.
Midnight, the last day of 1923. We had taken a microphone down to Westminster. We clambered with the clumsy instrument onto a house roof across the road from the Houses of Parliament because we hadn't permission then to go inside. Our bright idea was to let the world hear Big Ben. Our microphone picked up a good deal of traffic noise, but it got the midnight chime good and hearty. And so the year 1924 was heralded in a new way by Big Ben. Thus we started what has proved the most famous feature of the BBC programmes, those chimes that link Britishers together the world over.
BBC engineer A.G. Dryland, proud of his good and hearty chimes, they became a regular part of the schedule later the following year. Happy birthday also to the BBC itself. On the 1st of January 1927, the British Broadcasting Corporation took over the activities and the operations of the former British Broadcasting Company. That was this week, 90 years ago. It's 22 years since Devonair closed. The station had lost its licence after 14 years on air.
The new Devonair FM.
The 6 o'clock news, this is Hamish Marshall. Listeners have jammed the new Devonair switchboard after the station lost its licence to broadcast.
From then until now, we've carried on providing the beautiful county of Devon with news, entertainment and the best music around the clock. It's December the 31st, Devonair's last day of broadcasting. Off the air from 1 this afternoon, but will never be forgotten by our many loyal listeners.
The heart and soul of Devon, Devonair.
Thanks for making us number one.
The heart and soul of Devon, Devonair.
Goodbye, Devonair. But as 1973 turned into 74, it was Hello, Clyde.
At a launching, as we Clydesiders well know, it is the invariable custom for a prayer to be said, invoking God's blessing upon the new vessel and upon all who will sail in her. A deeply moving occasion it always is, for you cannot but be thinking of all the adventures, the hazards, the possibilities that lie ahead for this near human thing that is suddenly coming alive before your eyes.
Radio Clyde 261, all together now.
Sing it to me.
Radio Clyde 261, all together now.
Now you're talking,
all together happy, all together fun.
Ah, the poetic launch of Radio Clyde in Glasgow. It was to be seen instantly as the most successful of the early stations.
Radio Clyde 261.
3 years before, in 1970, this week, Radio Teesside launched.
They were opening a station at the same time at Newcastle. We actually jointly advertised staff vacancies, which was rather unfortunate because many people saw Newcastle as more glamorous than Middlesbrough. But what actually followed from that was that we in fact recruited quite a lot of local people who'd had no previous experience or very little. We sounded as though we were part of the locality, with all due respect to Newcastle. They didn't have that.
My name is Selina Thirkle. I live number 2 Jedburgh Street, Middlesbrough, Teesside, and I'm an usherette at the ABC Stockton. On behalf of the people of Teesside, I would like to give a welcome to our own local radio station, BBC Radio Teesside.
Oh, thank you, Selina. I'm always fascinated by these stations that launch sort of over New Year. You can just imagine the staff having to go in working all over Christmas. Bless them. Radio 210, or 210 as it was originally called in Reading, switched on a new frequency to serve Berkshire and North Hampshire. That was this week, 30 years ago. It was all very exciting.
Yes, David Hamilton here. Welcome to a new year, a new radio service from Radio 210. We are live, at least I think we're live, at Owen Owen in Basingstoke.
It was the first, I think it was the first outside broadcast they had done. It was quite an odd time. It was in a shopping precinct in Basingstoke on New Year's Day. So it was about 10 o'clock in the morning on New Year's Day when no one is at their best, no one at their best. And also, they just acquired a transmitter at Basingstoke and Andover, and they had split commercials. And nobody had worked with these split commercials before, and the timings were out. One lot were longer than the others and everything. You get bits of dead air. And I have to say that when I got into my car and I hammered home up the M4 motorway, that was the moment I did think, what have I done? You know, what have I done?
David Hamilton reflecting on his arrival at commercial radio from Radio 2 and the launch of 210's extra transmitter. And I think we've all done an OB like that, haven't we, with no one around. The beginning of 2011 saw the end of the Galaxy brand.
I'm Andy Durant. Try and make this quick because I'm not really supposed to be here, but as one of the longest serving presenters, it falls to me to say goodbye and to give, I suppose, a kind of eulogy to our dearly departed Galaxy FM. Galaxy was your cooler older brother or sister, your stupid best mate who gets a little bit too leery on a night out. It was a safe haven away from bad news and real life, a link to the dance floor, plugging you straight into the best festivals and club nights, whether you're too old, too young, or too skint to be there yourself. And above all else, it was a little bit different, stood out from the crowd, never afraid to push the boundaries and buttons and do something a little bit out there.
Well done, Andy Durant. The end of Galaxy from Leeds, and indeed all the Galaxies, ready for a capital future.
Launching 105 to 106 Capital FM this morning and every morning is Stephen Caron. From today, we're part of a UK-wide Capital FM audience of more than 6 million. The North East's number one hit music station has arrived.
Now, Stephen Caron.
Capital goes nationwide at the beginning of 2011. 1993 now, and who's this back on Radio 2 Breakfast?
Very little has changed here, lads. Mind, there's all sorts of new equipment here, but as I was coming in this morning, there he was. MDR, Managing Director of Radio, collecting the old milk bottles, as in days of yore. Collecting the milk in that disgusting dressing gown. And that air of shabby gentility that characterises the BBC senior executive. And I said, hello, sir. Tipping the cap to him smartly. Hello, sir. How are you today? And he said, hello, mate. How are you? And I said, well, MDR, I'm jolly glad to be back. He said, oh, are you? He said, you been away then?
Wogan, back on Breakfast for a second memorable term. He took over actually from Brian Hayes. It had been a fairly news-driven breakfast show in those years.
It's 88 to 91 FM, Radio 2 from the BBC, in case you were wondering what you'd stumbled across and are sitting there aghast with horror.
66 years ago, The Archers began regular editions this week after a five-episode trial the previous May. Its first producer remembers.
It all began, really, I suppose, when I couldn't find any listeners to listen to the standard BBC type of farming programme. And in the meantime, there was this conference in Birmingham to see what country folk wanted in the way of programmes about farming and gardening and country life, and there was nothing came out of that until the farmer stood up at the back and said, well, what we farmers want is a farming Dick Barton. Well, of course, everybody burst out laughing, and that was the end of the conference.
Happy birthday to The Archers. So, with Pirate Radio Scotland launching 52 years ago,
Radio Scotland is now a floating reality.
The death of LBC's Bob Holmes 5 years ago,
Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past seven.
And Chris Moyles making his debut on Radio 1 Breakfast 13 years ago.
And it was hard to work out whether or not she was narky or just foreign.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Broadcast Bionics, solutions for radio, sponsors the Radio Today programme.